Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis
on Today FM.
Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast. Alison Curtis with you, Today FM. As promised, it's tradition now. Nevin Maguire's in studio with me ahead of Christmas.
Yay! Merry Christmas to you and all your lovely listeners.
Thank you so much. Thank you for doing this. So before we get into your helpful tips and Christmas dinner talk, Eat Out at Home and the Art of Cooking for Family, Friends and Family, it's the latest one. It is beautiful, Nevin.
Thank you.
It is absolutely a stunning book. Oh. Like, it's so... I can't get over the pictures. I know. Is radio.
Well, you eat with your eyes, don't you? And yeah. I mean, it's my 20th cookbook, and I want to thank Guild Books, first of all, for entrusting me to write a book, but it's about a good team.
Yeah.
The beautiful food styling and the photographer, you know, Gillian Buckley done beautiful photography. And
incredible.
Then, you know, Sally Dunn, she does amazing food styling. So the recipes are lovely. We're very different to any other books.
Yeah.
As you know, we've done kind of a modern way of eating, big plates, small plates, sharing plates, desserts.
Yeah.
And it's just a lovely, because food is all about creating memories, which we do around Christmas and special occasions. So there's lots of beautiful, easy recipes.
But like, I have to say that it's the side plates. I'm like, I would just make like 10 of those.
I love you. I love you. You're brilliant.
Like,
yeah.
They're just so delicious. And do you know the one that I really want to do is the grilled corn salad. It just jumped out at me. Like,
people
the
love corn. And when you grill it, it just brings out that lovely natural sweetness, and adding a few little bits and bobs to it just creates lovely flavour and texture. And it's a lovely one that the kids will enjoy too.
Yeah. But you know what? You probably don't remember what number the home ec book is. Was it number 10? I can't remember.
That's a very good question. So it's probably about, yeah. Yeah.
So I predict that this is going to be the next battered one of yours that I have. I've gone through two copies of that.
I love it.
Because it just taught me how to cook. And I've said this to you every time you're on, but I think that it's the same thing's going to happen with this.
That's
one.
That's so nice. Oh, thank you.
Because there's so much in it. It's amazing.
Well, it's a beautiful dish, and I'm thinking you like a full roast of cauliflower, which is all the go, but roasting it with a lovely sun-dried tomato pesto in the oven. And it's a lovely kind of vegetable that we could serve around the Christmas for a vegetarian and non-vegetarian alike. Don't want to like a lovely kind of duca spice and some yogurt and some pomegranate. So it's lovely and festive and beautiful.
So beautiful. It looks beautiful as well. So Christmas dinner, Nevin, you always start with really good advice. Like, I think a lot of people do get unnecessarily stressed around this time of year. Like, I know it's the big meal.
Yeah, it is.
But you always say, take it away from that pressure and look at it a different way.
Yeah, don't overcomplicate it. And like, if for the turkey, treat it as a big chicken. It just takes longer to cook. You want it succulent and moist and juicy. Like, I haven't cooked a full turkey in years. It's the breast of turkey and a recipe that I've been doing at home, and I'm going to do it, you know, from my family and friends, you know, at this Christmas, is the buttermilk brine turkey. And you marinate it in buttermilk for 2 days with some sliced orange, garlic and rosemary, the breast of turkey. And what that does, it creates the most beautiful, succulent, moist turkey. And if you're nervous, you know, you could try it with a chicken and then see if you like it. But definitely a day or two in the fridge is fantastic. Or you could do something that's in a new book.
Yes.
That's a turkey roulade. It's a relatively new recipe for me, Alison.
Yeah,
so it's the breast
of
turkey. You flatten it out, or you can get your butcher to do that. So it's like a roulade. And then you make a stuffing.
Okay.
With some breadcrumbs. And I brought you in some stuffing here.
Thank you.
Some breadcrumbs. Fry off some onion, some dried cranberry, some dried apricots. So it's lovely and fruity. And then your traditional herbs would be sage, rosemary, a little bit of thyme, or parsley rather than rosemary and thyme.
Yeah.
Cook that off with the onions, mix them with the breadcrumbs. And then if you want, you can leave it plain, or you can mix in some sausage meat and then roll that into the centre of the turkey. Tie it with string. What I loved about this recipe, it would feed about 6 to 8 people, and it's really economical, and it cooks in about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes.
That's
and then
not
I
long
brushed
at all.
It with some beautiful maple syrup, which I know you're a fan of, and some butter over the top. And it's so tasty and gorgeous with some roasted vegetables. It's yum.
And do you think, Nevin, that people like, I mean, that sounds amazing, and it sounds like it would feed a lot of people as well. But do you think people are more nervous about the turkey than the ham? Because you've got a great ham recipe.
Yeah, I do. And you know, I kind of par cook my ham, you know, a day or two ahead. I've been cooking ham on the bone recently for the Christmas cookery school that we had last weekend. So what I do, Alison, I braise it with some apple juice and cider at about 140 for about a good 4.5-5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it's melting them up, but I'll cook that a day or two ahead.
Yes.
So my busy days next week is maybe Monday, Tuesday, obviously, and I'll be glazing my ham, and I bought you in a beautiful little glaze as a little gift.
Tony uses that every year.
Honestly, good.
Yes, thank you.
So this is my mother's recipe. So there's red currant jelly, there's balsamic vinegar, you can use maple, I use some maple syrup, I use some honey, and then some lovely ground cloves, and a really interesting spice called it's kind of like allspice. It's not the old spice aftershave. I want to say that for your listeners. Don't do that. It's a little berry. You cook this all together, and if you don't want to use red currant jelly, you could use some apricot jam, and ginger would work really well. The key into glazing the ham is to brush it when it's cold. So you're reheating the ham, brush it again 2 or 3 times, at least 6 times in the oven at about maybe 150, 160, because your ham is already cooked, so you're really reheating it.
Yeah.
And Alison, the best tip I can give for your listeners is to put the tray, parchment paper, sit the ham on it, do this beautiful glaze, or you can do it simple with a little bit of honey, a little bit of mustard. Keep it very simple. My granny, she was 92, used to put brown sugar and mustard on it.
And that was it.
Yeah. That was nothing. It was like a kind of a little crust. But I love this. This is what I'm going to be doing. And you can get this made over the next day or two. The recipes are on your website so people can follow them and have that. Be organised. Don't stress.
We did two Christmas dinners. So this year we're not. And Tony did buy the book Your Ham for the last 2 years. My husband. And it's just like, and the smell, even though it was a vegetarian, I was like, the smell of this house is amazing.
Well, you see, that would be really nice. The ham glaze, something like this, could be lovely over roasted vegetables for you.
Yes, I have done that.
Yes, oh, there we go. You don't need to be reading cookbooks. You can write your own, Alison.
No, I live off of yours. And of course, people want lots of vegetables as well. Yeah. And spuds are really king, aren't they? Yeah.
Roast
and
potatoes.
You've got a great recipe as well.
Yeah, I've
got
a really lovely recipe. And I mean, like, if you pick a nice flowery potato, like a rooster or a Mars Piper, they're reckoned to be the best. Peel them, cut them kind of like in half if they're too big.
Yeah.
And then what I do is power cook them in salted water for about 4 to 5 minutes. So they're not cooked, they're just kind of blanched
soft,
off. And then you drain off the water and you bash them against the side of the sauce. My good de-stress around Christmas.
Yeah.
And then what I like to do, and for yourself, you can use olive oil, but I used to use duck fat, some rosemary and garlic. Toss that in your warm potatoes. Have the tray nice and warm. Put that your potatoes into it, and you're going to have the most beautiful, golden, gorgeous, crunchy, fluffy.
But does the bashing it makes it so
does
that the surface
texture.
Is yeah,
right,
yeah,
exactly,
amazing,
and that creates lovely texture, and that's what's going to catch and get lovely brown and crunchy, and that's what
and
you
Navin,
want.
Do you know what? Like, is this a buzzword for 2024? Because I've tried this a few times, not very successfully, but you do have a recipe in your book for smashed potato. I'm like, it's smashed the new thing.
And smashed burger.
Yeah, because like your recipe looks amazing. I've not managed to do it successfully now, I have to say.
Okay, so these are little baby potatoes with the skin on.
Yes.
Charlotte potatoes are a lovely kind of like a nice kind of like Irish grown potatoes. So you can steam them, and then what you're doing, you're par cooking them, so they're not fully cooked. Then you get, you know, like a potato ricer.
Mm-hmm.
You crush them onto a tray, and then you sprinkle that with some olive oil, a little bit of rosemary and garlic. So they're very different to your roast potatoes because the skin is on them, but they're gorgeous.
They're so good.
And you can kind of layer them up with cheese.
Yeah.
A nice maybe cheddar cheese or
I
smoked
cheese.
I saw
somebody put an egg on there as well.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Write that down for the next book, please. Thank you, Alison. I love it. Eggs. I love eggs. You can never have enough
fantastic.
Eggs.
Fantastic. And then you've brought this in. I'm going to devour this now, but tiramisu. Now, are people, do you think, is this harder to make than people think it is, or is it the other way around?
Okay. First of all, I think it's a lovely light dessert at Christmas.
Yes.
So you get these lovely sponge fingers and you soak them in a good strong coffee like espresso. I put a little bit of Kahlua into yours, a wee bit extra in yours, Alison, to keep you going for the Christmas. And then what I did was get 3 eggs. So separate the eggs, egg whites in one bowl, egg yolks in the other.
Okay.
And into the egg yolks, one tub, which is about 250 grams of mascarpone cheese, whatever the tub weight is, that goes in there with 2 spoonfuls of sugar. You whisk that.
Okay.
Then in your egg whites, you whisk them until they're light and fluffy, and you add the rest of the sugar. So
okay.
I'll give you the recipe and we'll put it onto your,
we'll
onto
on
your website.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then what we do is fold in some whipped cream into the egg yolks, gently fold in the egg whites. That goes over your lovely sponge fingers that are soaked.
Okay.
Like I've given you an individual one, but what I do is a family serving one.
Yeah.
Because I do it for my family. I do it for my sister, you know, even some of the neighbours. And it's delicious.
But see, that's the thing. You do crave something sweet after the dinner, but you don't have a lot of room.
Hold on here. You see, I love puddings, and I'm going to do a mulled fruit trifle, which is a wee bit different, but definitely the tiramisu. And then I'm definitely going to have the plum pudding. And my mother used to do baked Alaska. I think I might have mentioned this before to you.
Yeah.
Chocolate sponge. Homemade chocolate sponge, bought vanilla ice cream. So you do 3 layers of the sponge, two layers of ice cream, and then you cover it in a regular just meringue, not like what we've done there. And that goes into the oven. So you have this kind of crunchy, kind of golden brown meringue. You have this
soft.
Lovely soft sponge and this melting ice cream with chocolate sauce
lovely.
And whipped cream. Alison,
oh, so
it is
good.
To
it's so
die
good.
For. I love it.
And what's your situation this year? What are you doing this year?
Well, I love to cook for lots of people.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cook for about 40 odd people. I'll have 25 in my house.
Oh,
and you're looking
wow.
at me, you go, you're crazy. My friend comes up, go to the neighbours, drop off their dinners, and I love
lovely.
That. And my wife does that. It's about teamwork. Lucia will do desserts, Connor will do vegetables, and Imelda will help with everything as she always does.
Amazing. Navin,
teamwork.
Thank you so much. Happy Christmas.
And you too. Love being on your show. Thanks,
thank
Alison.
You,
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis on Today FM.